songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Today's episode, we're going to take a look at OK Human by Weezer. Very interesting album. Me and Zaki have very diverse opinions on this album, I feel. And yeah, so that's what we're doing today. I guess we're going to look at some of the lyrics too. Like we both have the Genius site pulled up and stuff. Yeah. How do you want to start this one off, Zaki? It's just the first song. You want to talk about the first song? Or
I'd love to talk about the first song.
Why is that, sir?
Because I don't like it. See, I thought I liked this song, and then I kept listening to it, and I was like, nah, I don't like it.
Is it the lyrics?
100%.
Okay. What is it the fact that
they make me shiver and cringe almost?
Shiver and cringe.
But I know that's like classic Weezer though, so like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's not true. They're not cringy. Their old stuff's not cringy. What is that?
Sure.
All right, fuck you. I like this song personally. I think that the melody is super catchy, despite having the, you know, weird. I don't know. I don't appreciate the rhymes, though. It's very repetitive. Like, all my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad. Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. But that's a good chorus, though, you know? That's a chorus.
Chorus is good.
Yeah.
It's just
verse one.
Lyric.
I love
good
parties,
lyrics.
But I don't go. Then I feel bad when I stay home, cause I need a friend when I take a walk. I like spacing out when somebody talks. I want to be rich, but I feel guilty. I fall in love with everyone who hates me. You don't vibe to that lyric?
Deep, so deep.
I like the second half of that, cause like I feel that. Aside from the want to be rich but feel guilty, because I don't think I'm ever going to be rich.
I don't really vibe with any of the... I mean, maybe the first part of that verse, but...
Nothing on the second?
No, not even. No, not even that. Yeah. I don't like parties whatsoever.
That's crazy. I kind of like parties. I understand where you're
coming
from.
Depends on who's there.
Here's the thing for me. This whole album... Because I know we're not really going to do like a whole track by track. I think we're just going to hit like the songs that we feel the most important to do, maybe, I guess, you know. This album feels very, for me, Beach Boys inspired and Billy Joel. That's all, like, I hear that. Like, it's very anthem-y and very, like, at the same time, like, just experimental. Also, I didn't know this, but the OK Human thing is a reference to Radiohead. OK
oh, yeah,
Computer.
For sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
There's also a song called Here Comes the Rain, and I feel like that's a diss off of like Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Yeah, I was listening for like what could be cause, like what could have done that. But that's the song that I think sounds most like a Billy Joel song. Like, at the beginning, like, the keys, like, the way that it starts, like, it's super, like, a Billy... Like, it's the vibe, you know? I like this album, but I hate a lot of things about it at the same time.
I don't know, but I was looking on Wiki, and it was saying that the album that's supposed to come out after this was recorded before this, and this was recorded after that one. So I feel like this might just be, like, a bunch of... B-sides for that album that they just had like ideas for, and like we're like, these may not be good enough for this album, maybe we should just put it on another album before this one comes out and
really?
See how that one does. Yeah,
so you think that this is all the B-sides from the album Van Weezer, I guess?
Maybe not all of them, because that would be a lot of B-sides, but I mean,
fuck, I feel like I'm clipping really bad randomly on here, it looks like.
You don't sound like it.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think I am, but it's just like random shit that I'm seeing on my side where it looked like I'm clipping super bad. But I don't know. I don't want to mess with it. Sorry. Not to get distracting. But if these are all the B-sides, well, you know what I mean. If these are the B-sides, I'm like, maybe they're going to figure out which songs get the most love off of the album, right? And then when they put out the next one, they'll pick the songs that sound similar or whatever to those ones. You know what's really bothering me is everyone looked at the first three songs for lyrics. So, like, that leads me to believe that everyone likes All My Favorite Songs. Obviously, that's the first song on the album.
I think all the first three tracks were singles.
So they're
viewed more than the other one.
I didn't realize that. My bad. That's true.
I know the first track was definitely a single.
Yeah.
Because that was the one that
came out. They had the music video, which the music video was dope. I heard someone describe this album. I don't know if it was you or who it was. I don't think it was you because we didn't really talk about it much. But I heard someone describe this album as like, yeah, this is like if Rivers recorded this entire album in his home studio and looked for no one for help and just did it by himself.
Nice.
I feel like the song Playing My Piano really encompasses that. Because the starting lines to that lyric, if I'm remembering correctly, is like, my wife is upstairs, my kids are upstairs, and I haven't washed my hair in 3 weeks. I should get back to Zoom interviews, but I get so absorbed and time flies. And like, those lyrics are so dumb to me, and I hate the beginning of the song, but then there's like a part where it like turns into something completely different, and I love it. I love it. Like, It sounds really pretty. And I think,
yeah.
I don't know, you can say you hate this album, but this album has really nice melodies. Like, it has some of the coolest melodies, I think, in modern music right now, in my opinion. I love a lot of the melodies on this album. They get, like, stuck in your head, no matter how stupid they sound.
I don't know, like, I feel like I'm listening to a children's record sometimes with, like, the fucking lyrics that he picks.
No, I get that. Especially numbers.
Hey, that's actually my favorite.
It's one of my favorite tracks too, but you can't say that one is like,
it's very Beatles, that song. I think that's what made me end up liking it.
Numbers are out to get you. Can you get sued for like singing the...
No, that's a podcast.
Okay. I like the numbers, ooh, like the ooh thing that he does, like the ooh melody, like, oh my god.
On Spotify, you don't make any money off of a podcast, so there's no ways to, monetize it, so.
That's great. Nice. Before we go, like, through the whole rest of the album, so we hit All My Favorite Songs, everyone's gonna love that one because it's the first song on the album. Playing My Piano, I like it. I think the beginning's just a little bit slow, you know. I think that's the problem with this album too, is like, it's such a like, it's one of those like, it's like watching a movie that like builds up so slow, but like it kind of has an okay payoff, and then you don't feel ripped off, but you kind of feel like, I don't know, you over anticipated something, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair thing. Numbers is great, though. Like, I love Numbers. That chorus is really cool. There's a lot of interesting things that happen in this song, too. Like, there's keys and strings. The strings you don't hear very, like, I don't know. It's not super apparent that they're there. And then when you listen to it, it's like, ugh, I don't know. When you hear it, it's fucking beautiful. Like, just the dun 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 dun, like, it's so like light and nice. Like, I love
all
it.
The
orchestral
all
shit
the strings
so good.
All the strings were done at Abbey Road.
Is that a joke?
No, like, I'm reading here on the annotation.
Maybe that's what gave you the Beatles feel for this song.
Yeah, I don't know.
Subconsciously, you know.
And then this was produced as, or the same producer produced this did the 2016 White Album. So.
I don't think I listened to the White Album. I'm not going to lie to you.
I didn't either. I haven't probably listened to anything by them since Hurley, maybe.
I totally forgot that, like, oh my god. I just realized that the Beatles had a White Album, and then Weezer made a White Album.
Yeah.
I just realized that.
To be fair, though, Weezer doesn't name their albums. They just
pick a color.
They call it Weezer, and then the background's just a different color, so.
Oh, shit.
The fans just call it the...
The color.
Yeah.
Yo, what Weezer album are you listening to? You know, Weezer.
Weezer.
By Weezer. I mean, you know what would be, like, a great thing is, like, for every album they have, they add another Weezer in a comma, you know? So, like, the Weezer. First album's Weezer, second album's Weezer, Weezer. Weezer, Weezer, Weezer by Weezer. Weezer, did you say Weezer XL?
No, Weezer X1.
Oh, like. Yeah, and Weezer 11. That's great. I said that's great. That's great. No, actually, that's great, because next is Grapes of Wrath. We need to talk about this one for sure. This song gave me so many mixed feelings. It's super catchy, because it reminds me of that one... Fuck. It reminds me of, like, 2000s, like, hip-hop pop music. I can't remember what the song is, and it gives me weird, like, Eminem vibes as far as, like, the beat goes, I guess. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... Like, the strings in this one are very, like, give me, like, the fucking Stan, like, he's gone cold, I'm wondering why. I could make a mashup of Grapes of Wrath in that song, and I feel like it would sound dope. I didn't understand a lot of the lyrics in this one. I didn't know what the chorus was, because I thought he was saying, crank that auto bowl. Or something like...
Auto Bowl?
Yeah, Auto Bowl. That's what I kept hearing. I didn't know. My brain could not handle what he was actually saying. So what is he saying in that? Do you know?
I'm going to rock my Audible headphone Grapes of Wrath. It's literally an ad for Audible, like, which is like an audiobook thing. And Grapes of Wrath is like a book. So he's saying he's going to rock that and listen to Grapes of Wrath.
So this is just a straight up, like, ad, then.
Yeah, this song's pretty much an ad.
Wow.
Whether they got paid for it or not.
I feel like they might have, because the second verse is, count on me to show support for Winston Smith in 1984, cause battling Big Brother feels more meaningful than binging zombie hordes. Take me up to Neverland, hanging with... Yosarian. I'm sorry, I can't read. Oh man, so he's just like quoting a bunch of movies and like time periods. Open ear and open mind, I can see without my eyes. Frodo Jonesing for the ring.
Oh
yeah, so I think this is just an ad for Audible, dude.
I'm gonna make that my bio.
Frodo Jonesing.
Frodo Jonesing for the ring.
Oh my god. So unbelievable.
This song is brought to you by Audible.
Weezer's done some things that have definitely disappointed me in my life. But here's the thing too, is like, I can listen to this still and enjoy it. Cause it's really catchy. And honestly, a lot of these songs make me want to dance or just, like, cry. And it's just the music. It's all just the music. His lyrics for this album didn't do a lot for me. Except for the last song, which we will get to then. I don't want to jump around the album. I want to go, like, down in order, and we already fucked that up. So, song 2, Aloe Gobi, and then we're going to go to song 6. This song 2 is shit.
Yeah, I think I might dislike this one more than I dislike the First track.
Yeah, no, I hate song two. It's basically like, hey, are you a hipster? Cause here's some hipster things for you. What's playing at the Arrow? Some French noir flick. Don't want to sit next to humans. Agoraphobic.
Agoraphobic. Means you stay inside.
I hate
all the time.
Outside.
Don't go anywhere.
So if you're a hipster, order up a decaf latte. Spin Gainsborough tunes. I don't know. This just seems like he's cashing in on the whole, like, look, I got my mustache back thing. Like,
that mustache is scary.
It is. I love Rivers, dude, but it's just weird, man. But yeah, second track, terrible. Other than the melody and the chorus, in my opinion. I don't know how you feel about the melody or if you just hate the whole thing.
I don't like that song whatsoever.
All right.
Nothing.
So song
nothing in that song.
Song one, you don't like it. I think it's catchy.
Song two.
We both hate it, but I like the melody and the chorus. Song three, Grapes of Wrath, it makes us feel very uncomfortable. That's how I feel. Numbers? Tight.
It's my favorite.
I like Numbers a lot. I love a lot of things about it. I think the lyrics are kind of, I don't know. There's a lot of cop-outs in the lyrics, but it is what it is, you know? With an album like this, you kind of get what you got.
Coming up next is my, you know.
Playing My Piano? I love this track.
I thought it was whatever.
I love this track. Here's the thing. The intro, very lackluster. It doesn't do anything for the rest of the song, you know? Like, the first 30 seconds are just, I don't like it, okay? That's how that works. And then once it hits the Play My Piano part, I'm all in for the rest of the song. And then it goes a completely different direction, you know? It's very progressive. I think this album is super progressive because it doesn't feel like it's very repetitive at all. I don't feel like the choruses repeat a lot. I think it just kind of, like, goes on a lot. And I think that's the problem with a lot of the songs on this album, is that it, like, continues and there's no real good refrain. And maybe the verses go on a little too long. And then going on song six, Mirror Image. This intro is super weird for Mirror Image.
I thought this one was all right.
It's very good. It's definitely one of the songs on
the
album.
Short.
Yeah. I think that's why I like it a lot, too. It doesn't sound like anything else on the album. This has a Weezer feel to it, in my opinion. Like Weezer meets Church Choir. I like it, though. It gives me good feelings, you know? It doesn't make me uncomfortable in any way. Like fucking Grapes of Wrath. So, what do you say for that one? That was a good one.
Yeah, it's alright.
It's pretty. Track 7, Screens.
This one has a really cool drum intro. Mm-hmm. Then after that, it completely falls apart.
Yeah. I think the strings. This is the one.
It sounds like it's going to turn into Song 2 by Blur.
Yeah, at first. And then it turns into, like, a Weezer ripoff song. This sounds like if it would have come out on the same album as Beverly Hills. That's how I feel about this song. I don't know. That's a weird one for me. I don't want to say it's bad, but I don't like a lot about it. Bird with a Broken Wing, track 8. I kind of like this one.
If I had to pick a second favorite, this would be.
Yeah, I kind of really like this one. But this is a song that doesn't sound like a Weezer song, you know what I mean?
I think that's why I like it.
This song reminds me specifically of the artist Rex Orange County. There's a certain song that this brings me to, but I can't fucking remember the song, but it's so good. Might be So Far So Good by Rex Orange County. But yeah, if you like Bird with a Broken Wing, check out Rex Orange County, because so good. He has a lot of the, like, he's got rap in his songs, but he's more R&B for sure. He's got a lot of really cool chord progressions and stuff like that. Bird with a Broken Wing, I like this one. I definitely dig it.
Another very, like, Sgt. Pepper-y type song.
For sure. Dead Roses? I can't remember this one by the name. So I'm listening to the intro to try and get a feel for what this one is. Track 9, Dead Roses. I like this one a lot, actually. I thought I wasn't going to like it because I couldn't remember the name, but like the melody in this one and the chord progression that they have is just like... It has a very Beatles feel to it, in my opinion. And
I like the build up on it.
Oh, like for the like into like the, I guess, chorus-y part. I don't even know what you would call it. It gives you like a mood of like a like, you're like, should I even be sad right now? Because it's so pretty. Like, yeah, I love that. Sorry, it's very lullaby-y. You can like sleep to that one, I feel, maybe. So track 9, good one. Good one, I think so.
Yeah,
I think this is a good one. Track.
No, I think I take everything back that I've said so far. I think track 10 is my favorite track on this.
See,
album.
This is what I was talking about. This album has a lot of songs where you're like, I don't know, I don't like it, but then you're like, I don't know. I literally.
No, it's a
like
joke. It's a joke because there's no singing on it.
What?
It's just an instrumental. It's 23 seconds long.
Fuck you, you trash. You know what I don't like about this album specifically, at least on like Spotify? I'm pretty sure this is the song that goes into number 11, which is Here
it
Comes
is,
the
yeah.
Rain. And it doesn't sync well with Here Comes the Rain. There's like a little second of a stop before it starts. So if you listen to it all the way through, you're like, that's weird. But then if you go back and listen to it, you're like, there's no stop. Why does that happen?
I've got my Spotify set up like a millisecond, but or not a millisecond, a whole second to crossfade in tracks.
Damn.
Because a lot of the time they won't lead into each other correctly. So I just do that.
That's fair.
To make it sound right.
That works.
Also, track 11 sounds like I just like straight up walked into like a 50s diner. I'm waiting on my food.
That's good. That's a good mood to have. You know what I mean? It makes you happy, right?
I guess.
I like it. I think these might be my favorite songs on, or my favorite lyrics on the album. It just reminds me of like
Here
when I was a kid.
Here comes the rain. Doo, 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 doo.
Here comes the rain. Yeah. Wash all my troubles away, baby. I think because this song has lyrics that are like telling an actual story and it's not just like googly ga dee doo doo. Dropping all this stuff, there's things. Doo 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 doo. Boop bee boop. I'm Rivers and I'm weird and I'm weird and I like coffee. You know, this one has meaning.
I'm a hipster.
I'm a hipster and there's hipsters in the world. Millennials. Nowadays, everybody likes musicals. So that's why we wrote this album. Is that a valid take?
Yeah. Question. Do you think this was worse than Green Day's newest album?
I don't think I listened to Green Day's newest album. Also, we're not done yet. We'll
if you
after this, we'll get to it. We're on the 12th
okay,
track.
Okay.
We're on the 12th track. I love the 12th track. This is my favorite song on the whole album. And
really?
Yes. I know it's stupid, but this one just makes me feel so good about myself for no fucking reason. Like, I listen to it and I all my anxiety that I have, it just goes away. Like, I just feel good. Yeah, that's, I just love it so much. The chorus, like, sinking in the Libria tar pits. Like, I love that. I love it so much. What do you feel about it?
You know, this one was kind of forgettable, in my opinion.
Really?
As a closing track, you know?
I don't think it should have been the closing track, but I definitely think it was one of those songs where, like, it, I don't know. I think it moves the album well. So that's why it's confusing for why it's at the end. But kind of not.
Maybe it leads into the next album.
True. Because it does have that weird fading out at the end. I love the end, though, because it reminds me of Randy Newman and Billy Joel. And, like,
oh my God.
I love it so much. It's like... Like, I love that shit. It's super, like, show-toony. And that's why I love this song. Because it reminds me of Randy Newman and Billy Joel. And those two, like... I don't know. I've been in love with those two all the last 2 years. You know? So that's where I'm at.
What overall would you give this Weezer record?
Out of 10?
Out of 10. Yeah, out of 10, what would you rate it?
For being Weezer, honestly, like a 4.
Yeah. I'm right. Yeah. Maybe a
3. Yeah, maybe a 3. Yeah, that's what I was too. I was like, I don't want to give it a 3 because even the songs that I dislike, I feel like are catchy. And I think if this was on, I wouldn't change it. You know, I would leave the song play out.
I'd go out of my way to pick up the needle and throw, like, the plastic in the recycling bin.
Is that you saying that you would listen to this on a record?
No, I'm saying I'd go out of my way if it was on.
Oh, I thought playing. You were saying, like, you would open it and listen to it once.
No.
Damn. That's weird, though, because... It's weird that you can have, like, such a, like, oh, no, I hate it, but I also have this, like, oh, I actually like a lot of it, but it's still a 4 out of 10. I think it's just because it's Weezer, like, I would expect more, especially in a time now where it's, like, you can do nothing but be creative, you know what I mean?
I feel like Weezer are doing too much, like, they've released, like, 5 albums in, like, the past 3 years.
Oh, yeah, they did the covers album. They did, like, the Black Album.
Black Album. Yeah. Whatever this next album is going to be.
It's true. But also, at the same time, like, I think that's what... I think you were saying it to me. Someone was. Where you're like, just keep writing and keep recording. Because, you know, no matter the bad stuff, you're only going to put out better stuff. Like, the statistics... I'm pretty sure you said that to me. You were like,
I said something
of writing everything.
I said that, but I said, if you don't think it's good enough, just don't release it. Just know that you had that, and that was something that you could.
Is this what OK Human is? You like, if you don't think it's good enough, just don't release it. There are songs on here that they totally should have released as singles, and that be it to hold people off for the next album. Totally unrelated.
This should have just been an EP.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
All right. Here's what we could do to end this. Here's how we're going to end this. And we should do this for every, like, album review we do, is if the album was an EP, what songs would you put on it? A 5-song EP. You have to pick 5 songs. You have to. Even if there's, like, not enough good songs, you have to put those 5 songs on it. All right, you want to do that? Okay, Human, the EP. What songs would Zachy put on there? I know Numbers is going on there right now because you said that's your favorite.
Numbers, Mirror Image, Bird with a Broken Wing, Dead Roses. I guess Here Comes the Rain if I have to pick another
one. Damn. The Bria Tar Pits, for sure, for me. Bird with a Broken Ring, for sure. Broken Ring? Bird with a Broken Ring. Playing My Piano, I enjoy. Numbers, and probably Here Comes the Rain as well. I just like playing my piano, I think, a little bit more than Mirror Image. Otherwise, I would do Mirror Image as well and have almost an identical EP as you. So 3.5 out of 10 is what we will give this album.
Yeah.
It's sad for an album that has 30 minutes of songs on it. It doesn't feel like long. I mean, it does. Like when you're listening to them, the songs feel drawn out. That's what it is. They feel just like too much, I think. But the shorter songs are the songs where you're like, I wish there was more to this. How I write all my good songs. Oh, sugar-coated, baby. Never to come out and see the light.
Great track.
I guess that's the end of this episode. If you guys like this idea, please let us know. We've been seeing a lot of really cool feedback from it. I hope that when Country Bears comes out, people are going to enjoy that too, you know?
Yeah, I really hope, because that that one's
it was so much fun.
So far.
It was so much fun. I want to listen to it and watch the movie, but since I've already watched the movie, it's like in my head, so I've just been listening to us, like with the long pauses in between. And I go a little bit crazy at first, and then we say something, so like, I don't know. I like it, though. I think it's funny as shit. And yeah, I just hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If there's any records that are coming out or albums that you have released, I did want to say this before. I didn't write it down, and we're closing in on like 40 minutes on my end, but I think we have it in a right amount of time. I think it'll be fine. I don't know. If there's anything you got to cut out, then that's cool too. One of my favorite artists, Annika Pyle, put out a new record called Wild River. It should be on Bandcamp now, and I think maybe on Spotify. I would assume it's on Spotify. But yeah, go check that out. I would like to go over that sometime and review that too. It's kind of different. You know, it's a whole indie thing. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And is there anything you would like to end this with, Zachy?
This album sucks. Goodbye.